Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 26, 2006. Today's message has a rather ungrammatical title, but you'll see why as the message progresses. Ain't No Rock. Scripture text is from Luke 19, verse 40, and Brooke's going to read that today. The words of our Lord Jesus.
I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
Dottie is our mixed breed cat. She was among a litter born to a wild barn cat shortly after we moved to Pennsylvania 5 years ago. Esther picked her favorite out of the litter, and she's been ours ever since. Dottie has no idea of her humble beginnings and now feels pretty sophisticated, it seems. She likes to lay near us when we do our work on the computer, often right on top of the printer. And if you go to the site today, there's a photo of Dottie in probably her favorite spot. The other day, Brooksine had an interesting experience she will share in her own words today.
In preparation for the evening service on Easter Sunday, I typed out the words to some choruses that I was going to lead the congregation in singing. They included, Oh, How He Loves You and Me, He is Lord, and Alleluia. Right after I typed these words, along came Dottie sauntering across my desk. Instead of sitting beside the computer, she decided to plop down right on my keyboard. Several odd letters came across the screen, but instead of lifting her right off the keyboard, I decided there'd be less cat hair fallout if I let her get up on her own. Well, all of a sudden, a stilted, emotionless voice came out of the computer speaker, which initially startled me. I turned up the volume only to hear the words of the choruses I just typed. Apparently, Dottie hit some sort of function key and set off a program I didn't even know we had on the computer, and it converted the text to voice. Though it was a rather monotone voice, hearing the words of the songs brought them to life in my heart. By the time the man's voice broke into the repetitious chorus of Alleluia, and he said it repeatedly, Alleluia, 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 8 times. And then I found myself beginning to praise God. I excitedly called Stephen to come upstairs so I could share with him about my neat experience. We were both rather blessed, but we also considered the spiritual application.
Today's scripture text is from a portion of the Bible dealing with the triumphal entry. The whole crowd of disciples began to joyfully praise God in loud voices as Jesus went by. The angry, jealous Pharisees demanded that they be silenced. Teacher, rebuke your disciples, they said. But Jesus made a powerful observation. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. We are made to praise the Lord. I still recall a song many years ago by a musician that would periodically visit our church in northern Pennsylvania. The recurring line was, Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place, based on the daily scripture verse. Oh, how that church loved that song. God's word makes it abundantly clear that he desires his people to praise him. This call to praise includes everyone. The Bible says, Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everywhere, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised all the time. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, The Lord be exalted. Thank you. And may each one of us today praise the Lord. Let's not let any stones take our place.
Jesus, I want to praise you, my great Redeemer, for who you are and for your acts of kindness seen many times throughout my day. I never cease to praise you because you never cease to work on my behalf. Your mercy and love, your strength and comfort, your sustaining power and guiding hand are only a tiny fraction of the many reasons that lead me to praise you. Instead of a murmuring and ungrateful attitude, I want to join with the multitude of believers and sing of my great Redeemer's praise.
Amen. And so do I, Brooksine. And I hope each listener today does as well. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. You're welcome to visit the site today. Not a lot of extra stuff, but there is a picture of Dottie on the site. I'd also consider a song here that we can put a link to that is a great expression of praise to God that will bless any that would choose to listen to it. Have a blessed day today, and may you continue and always praise the Lord.